of the elk hunting season then?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we'll move into that on your agenda, and I'm going to ask Chad Switzer and Regional Supervisor John Canta to take the lead on the discussion over the elk hunting seasons with you commissioners.
Hey, good afternoon again. Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. Mr. Chair and Commission Secretary Hepler, on page 321 of your commission booklet, we would start out with the Black Hills elk hunting season. Just want to reiterate real quick, you know, the department completed its third aerial survey of the entire Black Hills, which helps us put together a very biological, statistical sound population estimate for the Black Hills. We have had multiple discussions with various groups, whether it be sportsmen's groups within the Black Hills area. We've had numerous discussions our regional staff have had with various landowners across several prairie elk hunting units. We've provided some updated population objectives for you and the public to view and consider that is listed within the finalization action sheets here today. Last week, last Thursday evening, we had our first elk stakeholder group meeting, and we had 100% attendance from all of those that had been invited to participate with the department and the commission working on the revision of our current elk management plan and a lot of the challenges and opportunities that we have moving forward here with elk. I want to thank Commissioner Bees and Commissioner Spring for participating with that call again. I thought from a conference call perspective, we had a very good meeting, had a lot of good discussion on some things. So as we move forward going over these finalizations, I just want to reiterate a few things based upon that elk stakeholder work group meeting. There was a lot of discussion, and I think the consensus from that group and visiting with staff after that meeting, our recommendation would be to move forward with these finalizations for a one-year recommendation. So these, we would recommend to the commission that they take into consideration finalizing these proposals for just the 2020 hunting seasons. This would allow us to continue to work with that work group and address anything down the road that might be a result of any modifications through those discussions and other public involvement processes we're going to go through in regards to seasons beyond 2020. So with that, Mr. Chair, if I can, I'll start out with the Black Hills elk hunting season. So on page 321, we do have just a couple recommended changes from the proposal. You will just see a slight adjustment to the number of licenses there, just increasing the number of any elk from 425 to 450, and the overall reduction of antlerless elk licenses from 700 to 490. And again, those in particular, the antlerless elk licenses are a result of the aerial survey, looking at the population objectives that we have developed to help guide us in implementing the number of licenses and tag types. Overall, we feel we're in a pretty good spot. Our estimate is around 6,500 elk within the Black Hills. That's outside or does not include Custer State Park. So we're kind of right where we would like to be overall. But within that estimate, we do have some areas within the Black Hills that we want to try to manage in reducing that population, in particular down in portions of Unit 3. And we feel in that portion of Unit 2 or that northern portion of Unit 2, we have an opportunity there to back off a little bit on cow harvest and try to increase some elk within those areas. So that's kind of the justification behind the license adjustments. Recommended change number 2 there is a modification to the season dates for a couple of those antlerless elk units within Unit 2. For those two, we would recommend a change from just those 2 weeks at the latter part of October to allow that to continue into the early portion of December, so October 15th through the 31st, and then reopen that those antlerless seasons there for December 1 through the 16th. We feel there's just with the reduction in the number of licenses, we really don't need to partition out that hunting pressure as much and we can provide some additional opportunity there for our NRLS elk hunters. So I guess in a nutshell, that's what I have. John Kanta, I don't know if you have anything to add to help justify the recommended changes there or anything regarding the commission's finalization here.
No, this is John Kanta. No, I don't have anything to add. Maybe just reiterate what Chad said, that we're asking for this to be a one-year recommendation so we can have some more discussions with the stakeholder group and come back and revisit this next year. And I would stand by for any questions if anybody has any.
So, Mr. Chair, we'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you. Anyone have questions, comments?
Commissioner Beast here. Why the increase on the elk in the big unit?
John, would you take a crack at answering that question, please?
And Mr. Chair, Commissioner Beast, could I ask you to repeat that, please? I didn't quite get it all.
Why the increase on the any elk tags, the 25 added tags?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Beast. So we are making decreases in the big unit in unit two, but then you'll see some increases in units like unit three in particular, where we're going from 80 any elk to 100 any elk. And so the biggest reason for that is when you So set aside the overall population and that we're showing a population closer to 6,500 elk and we want to maintain or slightly increase that overall. When you look at our management plan, what we've laid out is that we want to see a success rate on any elk licenses of 60% or greater. And then also we look at the number of, we collect teeth from our harvested elk, and with the bull elk, we look for 30% or greater of those bull elk that we've aged to be 4 years old or older. And so current data and for the last couple of years have showed that we're somewhere around that 60% of those bull elk that we've aged are 4 years old or older, or mature bulls. And so we've certainly hit those two thresholds in the management plan. And so we see where we can offer some additional opportunity in some areas while still maintaining that overall population goal.
Any other questions, comments?
Chairman Jensen, this is Commissioner Spring.
Yes.
I got some questions on why there's less cow elk shot that are up for tags on that overall. The amount of depredation payments that have been made are quite substantial. I think we're kind of digging ourselves a hole paying all that money out for people to raise elk when we should be killing more cows, especially in some of those units. And overall, the cow deal is, to my figures, is 185 less, which is going to increase the herd, but in certain areas we should clean more of them cows out. Maybe John can answer that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Spring, certainly appreciate what you're saying, and you are correct that overall we're showing a reduction in those antlerless elk licenses. And again, overall, we're looking to maintain or slightly increase the overall herd. But I would agree perfectly with you that there are areas that we need to increase harvest on elk and focus some more attention on killing elk in regards to depredation on private property. So one example I might throw at you is you folks may remember that Mr. Poulton, who is actually in the north part of Unit 3 in the Southern Black Hills, he's on the east side of Elk Mountain. He came and spoke to you in Pierre at your January commission meeting, I believe. So in Mr. Poulton's unit there, that unit that includes Elk Mountain, we've doubled the antlerless licenses. Another good example would be Unit 4, which is east of the Custer State Park and Wind Cave National Park. That's almost all private land in that unit. We've increased those licenses, those antlerless licenses, significantly there as well. And so yeah, while you see that overall reduction in antlerless licenses, we are keying in on some of those areas where we have some depredation issues and increasing antlerless licenses in those areas.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yep. Any other questions, comments? If not, we will need a motion to approve the changes from the proposal.
Mr. Reese makes that motion.
I'll second it. Spring.
Any discussion on that motion? If not, Rachel, would you read the roll call again, please?
Reese?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson? Olson?
I said aye, but I had my mute on. Can't you hear me?
Sorry. Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries to amend.
All right, now we need a motion to approve the proposal, Black Hills Elk Hunting, as just amended.
Please make that motion.
Seconded by Spring.
Okay. Second by. Any discussion? Not. Rachel, please go through the roll call again, please.
Please.
Aye.
Boyd.
Aye.
Locken.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sharp.
Aye.
Spring.
Aye.
Whitmire.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries as amended.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
We can go
Mr.
forward
Chair.
Then, Chad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. On page 326 would be the archery elk hunting seasons. Again, we would recommend that the commission move forward with just a one-year recommendation for the 2020 hunting seasons, the hunting season. We have had some interesting questions posed by some members of the stakeholder group and other members of the public. You know, are there some opportunities that we can provide some additional archery hunting licenses? And what you see in front of you here today, those recommended changes from the proposal, they're kind of minor in nature, but we wanted to reflect what we have for guidance within our current elk management plan. So that's the only recommended change we have in front of you there today. It's, again, a small adjustment, but one that follows the guidelines of the plan. And with this one-year recommendation, it will give us an opportunity to gather further input from the public in that stakeholder group and talk about if what we have in the plan is the right way, or are there some other ways we can make an adjustment to offer additional archery elk hunting opportunities in the Black Hills. So with that, Mr. Chair, we just have that slight recommended change from your proposal, and John and I would certainly try to answer any questions.
All right. Anybody have questions? So we, again, need two motions, one to approve the change, right?
Correct.
Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the change?
Some of this rest.
A second?
Second, Mary Ann.
Any discussion? If not, Rachel, please read the roll call again.
Please.
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Hawken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring? Spring? Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Spring, one more time. Are you there, Chuck?
Aye.
Okay. All in favor, motion to amend carries.
All right, thank you. So now we need a motion to approve the archery elk proposal as changed.
Whitmire moves.
B second.
Lockin second.
Any discussion? If not, all in. Rachel, would you read the roll? Sorry.
Beast?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Lockin?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion passes as amended.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Chair, moving forward on page 328 would be the Cuthbert State Park, any elk hunting season. Again, our recommendation would be for a 1 year. I just want to make that clear on record, and it's in the notes for the 2020 hunting season only. We do have just a minor recommended change from the proposal there. I stated that around the action sheet, you'll see an error on the departments. That's actually my error, so I'll take the blame on that one. Got a little confused as to how that RMEF or that raffle license is written in rule and whatnot, but so the recommended change here is to retain the current allocation of 9 any elk licenses in rule. So there would be 8 available for the park, and the 1 additional license would be made available for the raffle license. So again, with that, that's our recommended change for you there, and try to answer any questions.
Is there a motion to approve the recommended change to the proposal?
Sharp moves.
Second.
There's second? Okay, good, thanks. Any discussion? Not Rachel, please read the roll. Call.
Please.
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Lockin?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion to amend carries.
All right, now we need a motion to approve the Custer State Park proposal as just amended.
Peace makes the motion.
Your second?
Sharp.
Spring will be second.
Okay. Any discussion? Not. Rachel, please take the roll vote again, please. Roll call.
Please.
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Lockin?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries as amended.
Hey, Mr. Chair, on page 330 would be the Custer State Park archery elk hunting season. If you remember back in January, we did make a modification just to crack this chapter open to be able to address anything staff felt was warranted based on the results of the aerial survey. We had a proposed change to back in March to retain that current allocation of three any elk licenses that are currently in rule. We have no recommended changes to your current proposal, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the proposal.
Spring will approve.
Sharp will second.
Thank you. Any discussion? If not, Rachel, again, please read the roll call.
Beast?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Hawken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, on page 331 of your commission booklet would be the final elk hunting season to go over for finalization action here. Again, not to sound like a broken record, but again, it would be our department recommendation to move forward with a one-year recommendation for these prairie elk hunting seasons. As you know, there's a lot of challenges, yet there are some opportunities when it comes to managing elk on the prairie in particular areas of our state. I think as we move forward with the discussions we have with our stakeholder group that are willing to work with us and the commission on and other public involvement and some of the results that we're going to see from our public opinion survey that will be coming out here soon, that's going to help guide us, I think, with some better, I don't want to say better, but just some enhanced information we can have to help us in our decision-making process and how we manage elk on the prairie here in South Dakota. So just want to reiterate one thing here. You'll note on page 334, you will see the population objectives that staff have had discussions on and in visiting with those landowners and other members of the public. What you will see there are population objectives that we have assigned to these respective prairie elk units. I want to point out here in regards to the proposed new West River Prairie Elk Unit. If you remember back in March, we actually had a population objective of maintain listed there for that large unit. I just wanted to point that out that we have removed that objective that we had identified for that new unit. We kind of put that on hold right now and to be determined. We want to continue to have those discussions with the stakeholder group and learn more from our public as to how we feel we should be managing elk in that large unit if it does move forward through this process. But I just wanted to point that out to you that we do have some work there yet that we want to get done to help identify how we move forward with the management of elk within that prairie unit. So the proposed changes, we don't have any recommended changes for you at this time. I do want to take a little bit of time here to run through some of these again with you quick and for those listening to us on public broadcasting, and then I would ask John Canta to maybe chime in if there's some things that I missed or something, John, you think the commission or the public listening should be made aware of. But the proposed change number one there is obviously adjustments to the number of licenses. You will note there that the vast majority of those changes are increased antlerless elk licenses. We do have some serious issues with elk populations in some of these prairie units, and we feel we need to provide some additional antlerless harvest to try to meet those private land tolerances out there in regards to elk within some of those respective units. Recommended change number two, again, revolves around that new proposed West River unit. Again, that unit would include anything west of the Missouri River that is currently not associated with an existing elk unit right now, and then would exclude The counties of Corson, Dewey, Oglala, Lakota, Todd, and Zeebach counties. The reason we're excluding those right now is we feel we're just not at the point to lump those in with this unit. We have some additional discussions that we need to have occur with those respective tribes in regards to the management of elk or the co-management of those elk, and then the exclusion of the Lower Brule Indian Reservation there. And then you would see the season dates that we have recommended or you have proposed from September 1 to December 31. Recommended changes number 3, 5, and 7, and actually 8, are just some cleanups there to try to smooth out some of these unit boundary lines and kind of make these units a little more easily to distinguish either on a map or as a hunter actually in the field. Recommended change number 4 is in regards to that elk herd that predominantly resides down at Bennett County and Jackson and some of those other areas. We would like to work with you to finalize some additional antlerless elk seasons within those respective units. So we would add 2 antlerless seasons within that unit 11 with those respective season dates of November 1 through the month of December. And then again in January 1 through February 28th, we feel that would just provide some additional harvest on some cows and just try to help those landowners that are experiencing some crop loss or loss to stored hay and feed and maybe some fence damage. In regards to proposed change number 9, I know staff have had meetings up in Harding County with those landowners that are dealing with elk up in Harding County. And if you remember, we had some discussion on trying to delineate Harding County from one large unit into two separate units divided by U.S. Highway 85. And the justification there is to try to not allow any overharvest of bulls in some of those units. That's part of it. Probably another part, maybe a little bit more important, would be to try to ensure that we are getting those antlerless elk harvested and get those distributed as best we can within Harding County. As we know, Harding County is large geographically in size, and this was something that was brought up with those discussions with staff and those landowners, and we felt that was important to bring forward, and thus you had proposed. So I guess with that, I will stop with that, and I would maybe turn it over to John Cantor, our regional supervisor in Rapid, to see if he has anything else to offer up here.
Mr. Chairman, just one additional item, and thanks, Chad. That was a great job. So the majority of these antlerless licenses, 60 of those are going down in Bennett County, and I know some of you have heard from some landowners down in Bennett County that are experiencing some significant elk damage. So with those season date changes that you see there in number 4, and then of course the 60 additional antlerless licenses, we're hoping to put a lot of pressure on those elk and knock some numbers down. The other bulk of those additional antlerless licenses would be 20 antlerless licenses that are going up into Harding County to try to stay ahead of that herd so that we don't see any significant damage to private property. And then there's 20 antlerless licenses that will go into this new West River Prairie unit, this bigger unit that we've identified. So that's where the bulk of that increased antlerless licenses is going. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we'll maybe turn it back to you, and John and I will do our best to answer any questions you or the rest of the commission might have.
All right, thank you. Are there questions, comments? If not, I think we only need one motion here, right, Chad? I mean, there's no change from proposal, so we just need a motion to approve this proposal.
Correct, Mr. Chair.
So I need that motion.
Peace makes the motion.
Thank you.
Second by Whitmire.
Their second. Thank you. Any discussion? If not, Rachel, please read the roll. We'll call again. Thank you.
Peace.
Aye.
Bakken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, on page 335 would be the administrative action that would we would need to have to put in, not in rule, but overall, just to help us. We need final action on this table that lists the number of licenses and license types by the various seasons. And with your adoption on this, we will work on finalizing the ELCA application and make sure that gets shared with members of the public as quickly as we can. So,
okay. So we need a motion to approve that table.
Motion by Boyd.
Second, Marissa.
All right, any discussion? If not, Rachel, please read the roll call again.
Beath?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners.
Thank you, Chad. John? So we have a couple items left. One is the resolutions that now everybody will have in their email. I think it's 20-08 and 20-09, declining the two petitions. Not sure how best to do that. I can't remember at the moment. John, does just the chairman sign those, or does everybody sign those written resolutions? Or do we not have to sign them? I don't remember at the moment.
Mr. Chair? Yeah, John Kinsella again. So how we've done it in the past is that if the resolution is acceptable to the commission, then you vote on adopting that resolution.
All right. So nobody has to sign it.
That is correct.
So I'm not sure how best to do this. Do all commissioners, I mean, do you have access to your email now? Can you open those up and look at them?
Yes.
It would have come from John Kotelnik within the last half hour or so.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, maybe what's best is if either myself or Tom just kind of read the substantive part again for the listeners so that they can hear it as well. Would that be beneficial?
Sure. That's fine.
John, I can go ahead and handle that.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Okay, so commissioners, if you don't have it in front of you, I'll first address the smallmouth bass petition by Mr. Bomberger. That'd be 20-08. And about halfway down the resolution, the first whereas, I'll just quickly go over them. The first one, whereas current smallmouth bass harvest levels are not detrimental to the smallmouth bass population in Lake Sharp. Second, whereas research has shown increasing smallmouth bass abundance and lakewide distribution in Lake Sharp throughout the last three decades. Next one, previous length restrictions on smallmouth bass in Lake Sharp did not have a positive impact on the smallmouth bass fishery. And the last, whereas the suggested length restriction will substantially reduce the ability of anglers to harvest smallmouth bass without improving the population quality. So those four whereas were the substantive part, as John Kotelnik just mentioned, that we had drafted in this resolution, covering the discussions that were occurred over this particular petition. So if that deems that that fits your discussion and where you are at for reasons of denial, then we would ask for your approval of this resolution.
Thank you, Tom. So we will need a motion to approve resolution 20-08, which rejects or declines the smallmouth bass petition.
This is Block, and I would move to approve.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Second.
There a second? Any discussion? If not, Rachel, please read the roll again on the vote.
Keith?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Okay, so we go to the next one.
Commissioners, the second resolution is 20-09. This is in respect to the petition submitted by Mike Jarding. And the two statements of denial within that resolution state, the boundary of every elk hunting unit takes into account multiple factors and could be changed or adjusted based on both biological and social considerations. And the second statement is the Department Commission will be revising the state elk management plan in 2020 and hunting unit boundaries and other associated adjustments related to elk management and hunting units would be best suited to occur during that process. So those are the two statements within the resolution for denial. And again, Mr. Chair, if that deems appropriate based on your conversation, we would ask for your approval of this resolution.
Okay, thank you. So we need a resolution approving, or a motion approving resolution 20-09.
Spring will approve.
Sharp will second.
Thank you. Any discussion? If not, Rachel, please go through the roll call again. Thank you.
Keith?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think that I should ask, Tom, is there anything else that we need to do from your perspective?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that concludes all the associated action items on the agenda related to the Wildlife Division. I think you could proceed on with Scott Simpson and the Parks Division on the agenda.
All right.